Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
God morgon. Headlines tar avstamp på Stamford Bridge, där Real Madrid säkrade sin 11:e semifinalplats i Champions League de senaste 13 åren. Smaka på den igen. 11:e på 13 år. Ett fakta som dyker upp på Madrid-tidningarnas första sidor idag. Och det var Rodrigo som fixade den senaste semifinalplatsen för Real Madrid. Rodrigo hann med ytterligare ett mål innan den senaste förödmjukelsen av Chelsea var över. 2-0 slutade matchen och 4-0 sammanlagt. Och i franska Canal Plus kritiserar Chelsea-legendaren Didier Drogba det nya Chelsea-styret med Todd Bowley i spetsen. Drogba sa: "Den här klubben hade en viss stil och klass under Abramovic-eran, men den saknas idag. Det är svårt för mig att se hur de gjort sig av med vissa personer. De borde återvända till principen av värderingarna klubben hade. Jag känner inte längre igen min klubb." Ja, så sa alltså Didier Drogba. Chelsea hade nog behövt en målskytt som sin förre anfallaren Olivier Giroud. Igår säkrade fransmannen en semifinalplats för Milan mot Napoli.
Schelle väljer att gå inåt centralt i banan. Dembélé missar helt i mottagningen. Istället träffar Leao som sätter full fart framåt här. Brassen. Leao, långt kommer Leao. Kanske förbi Rakman.
Giroud i all ära. Det var ändå, som ni kunde höra, Rafael Leao det handlade om, matchens lirare. Det var hans magiska rush på 70 meter som bäddade för målet. 1-1 slutade matchen till slut. 2-1 sammanlagt till Milan. Och Rafael Leao, han vill nu gärna ha Inter i semifinal. De möter Benfica ikväll. Det berättade Rafael Leao för CBS Sport, men språkförbistringen med Jamie Carragher's Scouse-dialekt är kanske mest underhållande, liksom Michael Richards som skrattade åt det hela så han grät på slutet.
Yeah, Rafael, when you see the games tomorrow, obviously the big rival of yours, Inter Milan, are in the other semi-final. Would you like that? A big semi-final with your biggest rivals?
I did understand. Can you repeat, please? Sorry.
They have the same problem in the studio.
It's difficult.
You play Inter Milan are playing tomorrow, Internazionale. Would you like to face them in the semi-final?
You like to? I didn't.
is Inter the team you want in the semi-finals?
Ah, okay. Now I can hear well. We'll be good. I was to play against them. It's for us against Inter. It will be a great game. I think the passion we will put in the game will be the same we put today or more, because play against them, it's the atmosphere will be crazy in Milan, so we have to give 100%. Yeah.
Rafa, we appreciate thank you so much. You're not alone, by the way. This show goes out to America. You now understand how all of America feels when Jamie Carragher talks. They have similar problems understanding his accent. So thank you for your patience. We appreciate you. Good luck in the semifinals.
Bravissimo, Rafa.
It was a
it was worth a try.
Oh my God, I've never seen you cry like this.
Oh, this is my God. He's broken English accent as well. Do you play?
Internationale.
Rafael Leao där, men framförallt Jamie Carragher och Mike Richards. Även Thierry Henry och Andriy Shevchenko var i CBS-studion. Benfica har alltså 0-2 att vända mot Inter om laget ska sätta käppar i hjulet för ett Milano-derby i Champions League-semifinal. Men Bayern München har det minst lika tufft ikväll. Här ska 0-3 hämtas in på hemmaplan mot Manchester City. Bayern-tränaren Thomas Tuchel pratar om att ett mirakel krävs. Han fick också frågan om bråket mellan Sadio Mané och Leroy Sané kan vändas till en boost, vilket Pep Guardiola påstått.
The day Pep Guardiola said that the fist from Sadio Mané on Leroy Sané could actually galvanize your team because it would give you some sort of come on, now we're going to show and galvanize. Is this just sort of average manager speak from Pep, or is there something in that? Can you use that?
I hope we use it again. And last match against Hoffenheim, which we obviously didn't. So now the case is already closed. Subject already died. So I don't think that this will give us a huge boost. I know what he means, that like this kind of energy in a dressing room, it shows also the determination and shows like that it's alive, that the players are not happy, that the players like are angry with themselves, with each other, like which can be used as a, which is also a kind of a form of energy. It was to a certain extent that we don't like. It was too much, but still I see the point that Pep mentioned. We thought actually that we turned it around. We thought we turned around the momentum to use it as positive energy in our last match. It did not happen, I have to say. So I don't think it will have a major impact now.
Ja, både Inter, Benfica och Bayern München, Manchester City ser ni som vanligt på C More. Och så lite från transfermarknaden. RMC Sport uppger att PSG nu har José Mourinho som ett alternativ som ny tränare. Portugisen sägs öppen för idén. Hans agent Jorge Mendes har tidigare lobbat för honom i PSG och han har flera spelare i klubben. Och RMC Sports expert Christophe Dugarry, han välkomnar idén.
Gagne le respect du vestiaire et Mourinho, c'est ce qui va se passer. Mourinho, avec sa dinguerie, avec son ego surdimensionné, il aura peur de personne.
Dugarry sa att Mourinho med sin galenskap och uppblåsta ego i alla fall inte kommer att vara rädd för någon i omklädningsrummet. Mer från Frankrike. Le Parisien hävdar att PSG har Harry Kane i topp på shoppinglistan över anfallare i sommar. Klubben letar en partner till Kylian Mbappé på topp. Lionel Messi väntas ju lämna. Le Parisien påtalar att PSG sedan tidigare har goda relationer till Tottenham. Spanska Cadena Ser uppger att Real Madrid för att sänka kostnaden för Jude Bellingham kan slänga in Brahim Diaz i affären. 23-åringen är för närvarande på lån i Milan som sägs vilja köpa honom. Dortmund väntas kräva minst 130 miljoner euro för Bellingham. Och med det sätter jag punkt för dagens headlines. På återhörande i morgon.
Thank you. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.